Bez Hashem continue Pele Yoitz, Shem 186, and the topic of binyan, of building. Vizor mo'id, he says, be very careful. Mi iser, shedoshe b'irabim, from that which is forbidden, and unfortunately many have transgressed. He says to permit your contractor, non-Jewish contractor, to work for you on Shabbos, on Yontif, or on Chol HaMoed. And even for those who are careful, of course, not to have someone work for you on Shabbos or Yontif, comes Chol HaMoed, people don't realize. Chol HaMoed, you can't do that. You can't do that. Because of our poiskim and our rechaim, some reish mem dalit, this is by Hilchos Shabbos now, it's the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos starts reish mem beis, this is reish mem dalit, this is a gimel. She'osu likonis bo'isei bayis. The Shulchan Aruch says, how is Shulchan Aruch? Right here. Next chel gimel, next volume. It says you can't go into that house. If the house is made b'isser, you can't benefit from it, you can't use it. And those who are able to stop the violators, we have to make sure they do so. You just make sure you stop them. Now, I want to share with you a ma'isa. I want to share a story that I saw brought down in Rabbi Ribiat Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, the 39 Malachos. It's a story that they bring that there was a person who, I'm trying to remember exactly the details here, but basically he, two different mice, but he had a house built on Shabbos, but he was told not to do it. And after the house was all finished, the termites came and destroyed it all. Destroyed the foundation. That's a good record. We're recording now, so I want to have a conversation. That's number one. Number two, in other words, the house was worthless. They destroyed. Number two, story number two, they went to Reb Kiva Eger, children of someone who was Nifter, went to Reb Kiva Eger, and they complained that the Chevra Kadisha doesn't want to bury their father. They're charging an exuberant price, crazy amount. That's unheard of. It's not right. So Reb Kiva Eger looked into the situation. Turns out that this fellow, he was a malve beribis. He lent Jews money with interest, which is an iser, a horrific avera. So Reb Kiva Eger said as follows. That when a person passes on from this world, where do they go? In the ground. And when Mashiach comes by Tchias HaMesim, they go from the ground. They come out of the ground. So they're not going to be there for such a long time. However, said Reb Kiva Eger, a person was malvil beribis. If he lends with interest, he's not coming back by Tchias HaMesim. So therefore, his stay, his real estate costs much more in the ground. So it's only appropriate for the Chevra Kadisha to charge much more. As Reb Kiva Eger said. You like that one, huh? Rabbi Isai, this is very serious here. He's telling us about building, but we have to make sure when we're building in ways that are 100% mutter. That's step number one. The next thing he says is extremely important as well. And he says as follows, if a person is blessed by Hashem, that Hashem gives him room in his house to have a place where it can be misbaydeid, to serve Hashem, that he can learn what people call it a study. Rabbeinu Yonah says everyone should have a place in their house where that's where they learn. Now, it could be your dining room table, wherever it might be. But have a place in your house where you learn, where you think in the voice of Hashem. That's your makom. Just like you go to shul, you have a makom in shul. I remember when I first came to yeshiva in Chaim Berlin. So my mom was there like a day. My mom wasn't, I don't know if it's 24 hours even. And I'm standing in the back. And this is a bala bus. Looks at me and says hello. So he says, excuse me, I'm looking around. Like, I'm a little lost, you know, I'm looking for a place to sit. He says, where's your makom? I said, I don't have one. Said, you don't have one? He's looking at me like, what do you mean? What? Everybody needs a makom. Everybody. I'm like, oh, I just got here. Well, you got to get a makom. Where's your makom? Not only in the base medrash, in the base knesses, you have a makom where you daven, where you learn. In your house, you have to have a makom. You have to have a place that's your makom. It's your dua. That's where you learn. That's where you think of others. Hashem. Matoyim hechiv Hashem is gvulav yesh lo yroichav makom. Shivna aliyam yuchedes loy levadoi. Place by yourself. If you can have something like that, that's where you focus on avodas Hashem. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this topic about the importance of putting up proper mezuzahs in your house.